This is the story of innovation.
This is the story of innovation. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Tom Cabillas. I'm the founder of Bright Innovation, and I'm also the host here at The Story. Our job here is to explore how you can bring new tools and new ways of thinking to your role and hopefully spark more innovation. Because we think companies have a lot of resources in the form of people and technology that they could get more out of if they could just have a few more tools in their toolbox, a few more ways to get at that. So what we do here is give you some of those tools and some more permission to think and experiment, because we think people that are exploring or thinking or are more engaged and happier, they'll do more creative and amazing things. You'll experience more breakthroughs because you'll have the tools and the practices to actually see them. We have a special focus on storytelling because it's a way to learn, to communicate, and to get others to understand what you're thinking. It's a powerful tool that companies can use in a lot of different ways. So before we finish, we'll talk about some things you can do. Actually, three things that you can do right now. This week, I'd like to talk about something we call scenarios. Now, we did our five-part series on storytelling a while back, and we're going to touch back on some of those elements. You know, we've talked about how to get started and how to collect information about a situation, a marketplace. And we spent some time talking about characters. How do you build your characters using personas? You can give them a name and some attributes, a personality, and a set of desires that are relative to whatever your product or service is. And they can be a guide for your design decisions. What should your product be? What should your service do? How should it be delivered? What kind of marketing is likely to reach those folks? We've also spent some time talking about context. What are the rules for a particular universe that your customer inhabits? What are the spaces that are relevant to your company, what you're trying to do? What are the objects there? What kind of information is necessary for the people in that space to do the job they're trying to do, or to have the experience they'd like to create? You know, what happens to information in that space? Where does it go? What decisions get made based on that information? How do you bring all these things together into a story? Before you put on the production of creating and delivering a great story for the customer, you've got to write and adapt and create a story that'll appeal internally inside your company, because you've got to actually get the company to move and do this thing, whatever it is, to deliver a great product or service to the customer. So you can do a great job presenting the need internally so that your team can create something fantastic and move it through the company. And you've got to get effort from a lot more people than just the innovation team or the product development team. You know, you've got to have a lot of other folks involved to get something out into the marketplace. You've got to get pretty much every part of the company aligned behind the effort to put this thing out there in the world, whatever that thing is and whatever that part of the world is. It can die anywhere along the way. You might find that it's not as good an idea as you thought once you start to research and explore it. So it might end up not even making it out of your team. But it also may not be a good fit for the kinds of products or services that your company wants to deliver. It may require a brand new business model, a new way of selling. It may involve a technology or material that, frankly, your company's not used to working with and has never used before. If you do a good job realistically telling the customer story, and if you've done great customer and market research, then you can articulate the story of what the future will be, what life will be like for the customer in your company once that product is out there and it's available. And then each of the groups that you're going to have to ask something from, to get some effort from, they'll be able to make a realistic assessment about whether or not it's worth it for them to do their part and make this product or service happen. Because you've got to move through a lot of parts of the company, and you may run into some part of the company where it's simply not worth it to do things in this new way. So your story will be part of a decision process for people throughout the company. And as you develop that story, that vision, you can take the tools we've talked about previously to create something that's coherent, that's understandable, so that everyone, so they'll understand where the development team is getting their ideas and concepts. You can combine your context and your personas into something called scenarios, stories that take what you've learned and apply it and project it into the future. You may even want to use actual exchanges that you've seen, things that you saw happen when you were doing your observation, if they're representative. So here's one way to do it. So let's start with one of your personas. We'll call him Steve. In this case, Steve's 22. He's a senior in college. He's working to support himself while he applies to graduate schools. The job, this job is important to him. He's a waiter because it allows him to pay for his rent and his food, and he doesn't have to have roommates. He really values his privacy. Now, what's Steve's context? Well, in this case, he's a waiter in a restaurant that's really busy. Now, it's not quite a fine dining restaurant, but it's an upscale, casual dining restaurant. They're busy, and they've run out of room. They wind up turning customers away on a busy night because of the long wait times. So using these things together, maybe we can start to build our narrative. So let's put Steve in a situation. It's a busy Friday night, and he's just gotten to work. He's about 30 minutes early, but the manager sees him and right away points him out and says, "Can you get started now?" It seems like a large number of customers have arrived all at once, and it took them a while to get them seated. It wasn't done in the most efficient way possible. There was some chaos. So some of the wait staff are already frazzled. Some folks are slammed. Some folks had to back them up because they weren't that busy. The kitchen's already behind, which means it might not catch up for the rest of the night. Customers will have to wait a little longer for their food. And sometimes a little longer is enough to mean the tables turn over one less time. So it's less money in his pocket, less money in the owner's pocket. Okay, so how did Steve get into this context? Well, obviously, he showed up half an hour early, and that maybe was his fault. But how does he feel about being here? What are his concerns? What are his goals? These are all important questions to ask to fill in that context, to fill in that story. What's really important to him in this situation? You know, what's the best possible outcome for Steve? You know, is there a way to deliver that outcome? How would Steve's life be different if that outcome were possible on a regular basis? Or what if you could allow him to avoid the bad situation in the first place? How do you think he'd feel about that thing, if it was a product or service maybe that you could provide? And what would allow him to do that? So these are some of the tools you can use to build an actual story from some of the research devices we've looked at recently. So taking these personas and taking the scenarios and combining them, or I'm sorry, taking these personas and context and combining them into scenarios, it allows you to create an actual story. And you can actually talk through how one person might engage with the universe that you're concerned with. So use these tools and the questions we've talked about. You know, why are they here? How do they feel about being here? How did they get here? What's important to them in this situation? Build that story and tell it. The story can be, it's a guide to help you develop a new offering because you'll find opportunities in that. It should be your inspiration and your filter. So you can create questions that will allow you to figure out what's a great thing that you could do here. Inspiring questions. What would be something that fits well in the story? What's something that would be really game-changing? How can we make things different? Are people behaving the way they would like to in the story? And if not, what might help them? But you can also use this question as a way to build filters to understand whether or not you've got it right once you've come up with ideas. So does what we're creating really deliver a great outcome in this situation? Is it the best way to deliver that outcome? Is there is it enough better than what they're doing now that they'd be likely to change? Put what you're creating into the story. Does it hold up? Is it something that our persona, Steve, would actually use? Does it make sense in the context you've uncovered? So you can use this story as a way to test concepts and ideas by putting them into the situation. Now, it's not as good as the real thing, but certainly a good first pass filter. So let's talk about three things you can use now.
Three things.
Okay, three things you can use. Keep in mind that you've got more than customers to satisfy. Your idea has to fit with your organization. What do they aspire to be? What are their capabilities? That doesn't mean you can't ask different groups to try and do something new within your company. But you've got to give them a good reason to do it, a good story that they can buy into. Two, to capture possibilities, create scenarios. So use your context and personas to craft a story about what's possible and what makes sense in your marketplace. Three, use your scenario as a way to inspire new ideas and as a filter for them. This is something we do very specifically with design requirements, but scenarios really are your design requirements written as a narrative. So it's a way to really talk through and get some reality around them. Okay, that's it for this podcast. To learn more, check out the Story of Design blog at www.storyofdesign.com. You can learn more about workshops and get more information about tools and techniques for building a culture of innovation, or you can just get in touch. We'd love to hear from you about what you think we could do better or topics you'd like to hear about. So write us at thestory@bright-innovation.com. Now go out there and find your story, tell it, and see where it leads you.